Have you ever felt like you're living someone else's dream instead of your own? This disconnect is no accident. We each possess two distinct selves constantly battling for control of our lives. The essential self, your innate personality with characteristic desires and emotional responses, forms before birth and contains your internal navigational equipment pointing toward your unique path. The social self develops later in response to external pressures, learning skills that win approval from others. When these two selves communicate freely, life works beautifully. But most of us put others in charge of charting our course, never consulting our own navigational equipment. Consider Melvin, a middle manager who spoke fluent executees, corporate jargon masking profound unhappiness. When asked simple questions about his inner life, he became visibly uncomfortable, promising to put together some data before disappearing forever. His social self had completely disconnected from his essential self. This explains why so many responsible, successful people feel inexplicably unfulfilled. They've developed strong social selves, but muzzled their essential selves to do what's right. The solution isn't abandoning social skills, but teaching your social self to relax and back off. It's like surfing a perfect wave. You're carried by forces beyond your control, yet perfectly in harmony with them. Contrary to popular belief, following your essential self isn't economically impractical. Today's economy actually rewards essential self qualities like flexibility, innovation, and openness over social self conformity. Your essential self communicates through physical signals when you stray from your true path. These warnings start subtly, but intensify if ignored. Energy depletion comes first, feeling exhausted before dreaded obligations. Physical illness may follow, as seen in minor epidemics during university exam periods when stress compromises immunity. Your essential self also employs selective memory, easily forgetting information that would push you in unwanted directions. This explains why we recall details from enjoyed subjects while struggling with content from hated classes. More dramatically, your essential self may sabotage you with stupid blunders when you violate your values. In toxic environments, your social skills deteriorate, stuttering, tripping, or making inappropriate comments. In extreme cases, your essential self may resort to addiction, creating emptiness that drives compulsive behaviors. Recovery begins by aligning with your deeper purpose, not through suppression. Recognizing your essential self's yes responses is crucial when moving toward your North Star. Your essential self generates remarkable energy, even during challenges. Consider David, who felt something shift inside during a thunderstorm hike where every part lined up perfectly, giving him effortless speed and calm after leaving law for outdoor adventures. Your essential self also strengthens your immune system. Catherine recovered from advanced cancer after leaving her empty New York life for a California town that just felt right, and following this intuition in all decisions. When aligned with your true path, time seems to vanish, and your social skills improve naturally. With the right people, communication becomes effortless. The urge to merge draws you toward people, places, or things that might help find your North Star. Unlike fight or flight, it creates euphoria, dilated pupils, decreased blinking, and powerful attraction. This isn't necessarily romantic. Malcolm felt this toward his fire chief mentor. Our social selves construct an everybody from just a few key people's attitudes, then project this image universally, often blocking our essential self's desires. These everybodies typically consist of just two or three influential individuals from our developmental periods. People we dislike often wield more power because our social self, prioritizing avoiding danger-threatening figures, become more influential than supportive ones. Our conformity instinct is so powerful that experiments show people perceive things differently to match group consensus. The six common sources of everybody are family childhood views, media culture's unrealistic ideals, ideological camps, school's emphasis on intelligence over happiness, peers, especially during adolescence, and organizations. To break free, Document positive feedback, surround yourself with visual reminders of supporters, reframe life as a hero's journey, avoid negative media while consuming content supporting your essential self, and maximize time with supporters while minimizing contact with critics. Your emotions guide you toward your North Star, but unhealed wounds distort this compass. When reconnecting with your essential self, pain often surfaces before passion. Emotional wounds come from various sources: harsh parenting, adoption trauma, racism, or excessive coddling, causing decisions that diverge from your true path. Ron's story illustrates how unprocessed grief manifested as career dissatisfaction. Healing follows 5 steps. 1. Locate emotional shrapnel through painful memories. 2. Find a compassionate listener. 3. Tell your complete emotional truth. 4. Accept compassion and practice self-love. 5. Allow time for healing. Self-love is the single most important tool in finding your North Star. Sharing painful truths with supportive people develops healthy self-care, treating yourself with the compassion you'd offer a dear friend. The healing process cycles through denial, anger, grief, and acceptance. Many remain stuck in denial, fearing intense emotions, yet embracing these feelings ultimately makes the process more cleansing. Once emotional wounds heal, your emotional compass guides you toward your North Star through 4 key questions. What am I feeling? If disconnected, note body sensations first. Categorize feelings as sad, mad, glad, or scared, then refine specifically. 2. Why am I feeling this way? Apply the 5 whys to trace emotions to their source. Fred's irritability stemmed from sleep deprivation caused by a neighbor's barking dog. 3. What will it take to make me happy? Focus on basic needs, not external circumstances. Fred needs quiet for sleep, not specifically for the dog to stop barking. 4. What's the most effective way to get what I want? Here, your social self rejoins your essential self, like a dialogue between your wild, idea-generating youngster and practical butler. Different emotions require different approaches. Distinguish authentic fear, with clear source and action, from paralyzing fake fear. Honor grief rather than suppressing it. Channel anger properly. Repressed anger destroys internally, misdirected anger harms others, while properly directed anger protects boundaries. Major life transformations follow a predictable 4-phase cycle that helps you anticipate challenges and confirm you're on the right path. Square one, death and rebirth, begins with a catalytic event that transforms your identity. You grieve your old life while exploring a new one, connecting with your essential self. Square two, dreaming and scheming, is where ideas about your ideal future emerge. When these come from your essential self, vague dreams gradually solidify into concrete plans. Square three, the hero saga, involves pragmatic implementation. Discovering your plan needs modification and persistently adjusting until it succeeds. Square four, the promised land, is when dreams materialize. Here, you tend to your new life rather than building it. People struggle because each phase requires different skills. A common mistake is jumping to square four after a catalytic event. Mastering this cycle helps you view societal changes as opportunities to create an authentic life expressing your unique gifts.